Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
We are joined by Jason Scheer. We're going to talk Arizona football. He is the senior editor and publisher of WildcatAuthority.com and the co-host of the Wildcat Scoop podcast. Jason, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're talking with some strange bedfellows with Big 12 expansion, and here's Arizona now in the Big 12, coming off a very interesting and good season, a lot of wins over really good football teams. The coach has left, departed for Washington. What are the expectations for the Wildcats in 2024?
I think the expectations are pretty high. You know, based on the success of last season, which was one of the best seasons in school history, and they returned the core of that team, and they added some new pieces. And, you know, I think that the expectations are probably higher than they've been in years. The success of last season came as a bit of a surprise to everyone. They, you know, they were supposed to be pretty good, but not as good as they were. And now that they've established that you know, this could be a winning football program or have good seasons, the expectations are probably higher than they've been in quite a while.
So the Arizona was obviously involved in that coaching carousel that started Alabama, went over to Washington, and ends up with Brent Brennan. What have been the early impressions of him as the head coach?
Oh, positive. You know, it's always going to be decided by how they do on the field. But, you know, the first impression that I think people got is he had to keep the core of the team together from last season. And that was his goal as soon as he was hired. And he did a great job in keeping those pieces here. And then since then, he's been, you know, nothing but positive. You know, there haven't been any negative stories or anything like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be judged by guys on the football field, and that time is coming next weekend.
How were the not only the players but and the program and the media and the fans, how was it received going to the Big 12? I mean, obviously we knew with the Pac-10 it was kind of a disaster with them, everybody leaving, not going to be there. Is Arizona happy with being in the Big 12?
Yeah, I think there were two groups of people. There were the people that grew up on the Pac-12 that didn't necessarily want change because the Pac-12 is what they were used to, and there were other groups of people that wanted out, that were just tired of the Pac-12 and didn't feel like it was a great fit for Arizona. I think now that time has passed and Arizona is officially in the Big 12 and the football season starting and other sports has already started, I think that most people are fine with being in the Big 12. And it's exciting. I mean, with football, especially, like, these opponents that Arizona's facing, some of them they've never faced. You know, others they faced a few times. But, you know, these are new programs coming to Tucson. They're new places the football program is going. And the exposure in the Big 12 seems to be better than it was ever in the Pac-12. And I think people are excited about it.
Well, I'm excited about it, and I've been around a long time. Jason Scheer, our guest, he's the senior editor and publisher of WildcatAuthority.com. I really like to analyze schedules now that they're completely unbalanced, which has been the case in both the Big 12 and Pac-12. But Arizona's schedule is really interesting. A couple of non-conference games against New Mexico and Northern Arizona, and then back-to-back games on the road in Manhattan against K-State and in Salt Lake City against Utah, who are two of the teams being discussed most as the favorites to win the Big 12. Is that a good schedule twist for Arizona or not?
And it's even more interesting because the game against Kansas State is not a conference game. It was agreed to years ago.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, and Arizona tried to get out of it, and Kansas State didn't really want to, and they just basically wound up agreeing to just stay in it. So the schedule to me is interesting. They start out with two games. They should win easily. But those next two games at Kansas State and at Utah are going to tell us a lot about Arizona. I mean, to me, a positive result is a split. If they somehow find a way to win both of those games, you know, we're talking Big 12 title and college football playoff probably, because that is by far the hardest two-game stretch on the schedule. They miss Oklahoma State. They miss Kansas. They miss Iowa State. So, you know, if they could somehow come out of those games, you know, with a split, you know, I feel really good about Arizona's, you know, the rest of their season. 0-2, and you start to wonder, 2-0, and, you know, the optimism surrounding the program will probably be at an all-time high.
How good is the quarterback-receiver combination for Fitt and McMillan, and how much national attention do you think they might start to receive this year?
I think it's as good as it gets. You know, T-Mac is one of the best players I've ever covered. Just naturally gifted. His catch radius is I've seen very few college wide receivers with his catch radius. You know, he's legit. Fafita is also really good. I think that people, when you look at him, you're a little turned off by the fact that he's like 5'8". I mean, and it's a legit 5'8". So he's not a big guy at all, but he has a strong arm and he's really, really smart. But, you know, he's known T-Mac since they were little, and the connection they have is really unique. And, you know, my guess is that, you know, I think T-Mac is getting more national attention now and Fafita's getting some, but if they roll into that game at Kansas State and they put up a good performance, I mean, that game's on Fox on a Friday night, national television, if they perform well there, I think that media coverage probably takes off.
Why don't you give us, for here who don't get to watch Arizona very much, give us a little rundown offensively, defensively, who to look for, where the strengths are for this team.
Yeah, offensively, like you mentioned, you know, Noah and T-Mac are very clearly the strengths of this offense. The running back room, I think, is going to be really good. They added a transfer from New Mexico, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, who ran for over 1,000 yards last year. They brought in Quali Conley from San Jose State, who ran for 800 yards last year. So the running back room is strong. Their O-line is good, but they don't have much depth. So if they have an injury on the offensive line, it's going to be a pretty big negative. Defensively, Dwayne Aquina is the defensive coordinator, so they're going to be really aggressive. They have a very good corner in Takario Davis and a very good linebacker in Jacob Manu. Defensive line is solid, but they brought in a bunch of newcomers, so that's something to watch out for. And so there's some new faces on the defense, but that secondary is going to be the clear strength of that side of the ball.
We're talking Arizona football with Jason Shear of he covers. How long have you covered Arizona now?
Since about 2005.
So quite a run. We know that Jed Fish has left. He's in Washington. Brent Brennan, the new coach, comes from San Jose State, where he had some good success. Is anybody there nervous about losing a guy like the previous coach and bringing in someone who's not a Power 5 coach?
I don't think so. You know, with Brennan, his wife graduated from U of A. His brother played at U of A. His mentor is Dick Tomey, the former coach of U of A. So this was a job that he wanted this time, obviously, but he really wanted it last time as well when it opened up. He was the runner-up to Jed Fish. So this is a job that he's had his eyes on. And, you know, I don't think people are really worried about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, usually when a coach leaves and goes to another school without being fired, it's because they did really good. And, you know, with college football and the way it is, sometimes you kind of just have to live with it. But I don't think Brennan really has a wandering eye where he's kind of looking to win at Arizona and then jump to another school.
Well, good stuff. We appreciate our introduction to you and to Arizona football. It's going to be a fun season. Thank you so much, Jason, for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.